word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't need this word right now in your life, get ready. You will need it. Sooner or later, everybody needs a word from the Lord. Amen. As you've heard before, it only takes one word from God. You don't have to know the scripture, the page, or verse in the Bible. Just one word from the Lord, that'll settle everything. Amen. One word from God can give you peace and a knowing that you know everything's going to be all right. Amen. So whatever you're going through tonight, this word is for you. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word tonight that's anointed, that destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray for our pastors tonight that you would continue to bring healing to his body, Lord, and bring him to full recovery in Jesus' name. And Father, we just pray for Sister June tonight. We ask you to touch her body, Lord. Bring her up and out of this, Lord God, in a mighty way. We just send your word to her right now, Father, declaring that she is the healed of the Lord. And every person under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, that's standing in need of a healing in their body, I decree and declare your word that that sickness is rebuked in the name of Jesus because of the stripes that you took. And we thank you, Lord, that they are healed, delivered, and set free by the power of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 11, 16, you will surely forget your trouble, recalling it only as waters gone by. You know, when you're in the midst of something, it's hard to get a word from the Lord at that moment because you're in the middle of it. So I found out that I need to get my word, and then when I'm going through it, I remember that word. Amen. You will surely forget your trouble, recalling it as waters gone by. Now, when we think about the word trouble, it can mean a problem, a difficulty, a trial, or just simply a mess. How many has ever been in a mess? Whether it's by your own making or somebody else's making, we've all been in a mess, or we've all had difficulty, and we've all had trouble. Amen? So when trouble comes into our life, it can come unexpectedly. Amen? And when that happens, it seems as if we were just dropped, and we're thinking, this may have come out of nowhere. Amen? So it seems like as we've heard like the saying, the bottom just dropped out of it. And you suddenly realize that trouble has arrived. But you know, it's like the word sickness or anything. It's just a word. But there is a name that's above every name. Amen. Amen. The name of Jesus is above the name trouble. So you've heard the saying, the bottom just dropped out of it. That means something unexpectedly happened in your life. But I have good news for you tonight. I've got good news for you tonight. Amen. You may have been dropped, but you've not been forsaken. Hallelujah. You may have been dropped, but you're not going to be destroyed. Glory to God. That's good news, church. You may have been dropped, but you are still alive. Hallelujah. You may have been dropped, but you're still alive. And God's plans and purposes for your life have not been canceled just because you're going through a mess or trouble right now. Amen. Glory to God. So his purposes and his destiny for you have not been canceled. Because you see, I found out that there are some folks that we're not in a war and we're not in a battle and all this. If we're not, then I don't know what's going on. But see, what happens is the enemy don't know he's already been defeated. So his job is to try to get you to believe that he's not been defeated. See, you're the healed of the Lord the devil's trying to make sick. You are the blessed of God that the enemy has brought trouble into your life to convince you that you're not who God says you are. So we're to be demonstrators of that which God has already declared. Amen? So your purpose and the purposes and plans of God have not been canceled. And his job, the job of the enemy, is to wear you out and to wear you down. How many knows that when you're just plain old wore out, as we say in Adair County, sometimes you just get wore out physically. Glory to God. You get wore out mentally because of the situations and circumstances you're going through. So his job is to wear you out and to wear you down. And then when you get in that place, you forget, as Ricardo says, where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. May we never forget where the Lord has brought us from. Because it's by God's grace and mercy that you all are here tonight in your right mind. Amen. Breathing alive and well and walking around. Hallelujah. That's a blessing in itself, church. Glory to God. So he does this wearing out and this wearing down little by little and day by day. And it's very subtle on his part because, after all, he is the enemy. And he doesn't come knocking on your door telling you, I'm the devil and I'm here to wear you out and I'm here to bring you trouble. So he does it little by little, a little trouble here and a little trouble there. Amen. To bring a mess and a problem and difficulty. And sometimes we're tempted to sing in the midst of that trouble, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. How many's ever been there? Nobody knows what I'm going through. Hallelujah. See, that's his job too, is to get you to begin to do that. Begin to get you to say things like that. But I've got some more good news tonight. Glory to God. I'm just full of good news. Hallelujah. The good news is that God knows. And that's all that matters. Because I found out it doesn't matter what people think or say. God knows. Hallelujah. He knows everything and what it's all about. So that's all right. Amen. So that may be true that nobody may not know the trouble you're going through or the mess or whatever, but nothing has gotten past God unnoticed. Amen. And once one day I realized that, I tell you, it doesn't matter what I go through, I know that God knows. And I know that if it's not got past him unnoticed, then it's all going to be all right. Amen. My job is just to continue to stand, just to continue to believe, and to continue to prophesy, hallelujah, that everything is all right. I may not know how, and I may not know when God's going to work it out, but I know he's got his own time, hallelujah. Lazarus was raised, but it's 3 days longer than the people thought he should have been raised. But God had a plan all along that Lazarus was coming out. So I'm here to tell you tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, somebody. Glory to God. It may have been 3 days. It may have been 2 weeks, 6 months, 2 years, but God is going to bring you out. And I'm here to tell somebody tonight that he has not forsaken you concerning the prayers of your children. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He has not, glory to God, he has not forsaken the prayer of your children. He is bringing them out. And when he brings them out, the glory of the Lord is going to be on them. And they're going to begin to preach and prophesy in the name of the Lord. It may not be for anybody here, but whoever's listening out there, God is going to save that child. He is going to deliver them. They're coming out of that darkness. They're coming out of that mess because he has not let your seed be forgotten and gone by the wayside. Amen. Glory to God. So nothing has got past God unnoticed. Hallelujah. So I need to prophesy to somebody and tell them, as I was preparing for this, I began to hear the Lord say, to tell you tonight that tonight is your night for a turnaround. Amen. And I decree to you tonight, in the name of Jesus, that the very place the enemy said it was going to end, you're going to step into a new beginning and into the greatest blessing of your life. Is anybody in the house receive that tonight? For those of you that did not hear me the first time, and you let it slip past, I'm going to read it one more time. Tonight is your night for a turnaround. And I decree to you that in the very place that the enemy said it was going to end, you're going to step into your new beginning and the greatest blessing of your life. Woo! Amen. Has anybody in the house received that? The thing that has been troubling you is only a launching pad to breakthrough. Amen. When we begin to look at trouble and problems and a mess in a heaven's perspective, glory to God, it takes on a whole new meaning. I may be going through this. That's all right. I may have to go through this, but I believe it's only a launching pad into what God has destined and purposed me to be. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to come out with a new word. I'm going to come out with a new boldness, glory to God, and a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. So this is only a launching pad into a blessing that I've never had before. Amen. So God wants you to begin to decree and declare, this is not my problem, but my position. Amen. You need to know what position you're in tonight. God said you've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Then if I've been seated up there, I'm not seated down here. So once I realize that I'm seated with him, I can take a heaven's perspective of situations in a whole different way. Glory to God. So God wants you to begin to decree and declare, this isn't my problem, but my position. Hallelujah. There was an Eastern teacher who called all the wise men of the kingdom, and he said, you know, men, I'd like for you to summarize for me the wisdom of the world, and I'd like for you to bring it to me, and I'd like for you to work on it, and I'd like you to collect the wisdom of the world. I want to see it. I want to read it. So they went away, and they began to work on it for months, and they brought back to him several volumes of what they called the wisdom of the world, and they said, this is it. This is the wisdom of the world. And he looked in and he said, you know, that is really good. Thank you, and it's wonderful. But it's too much. Can you reduce it to maybe just a single volume? So they go back and they work continually on it for several months. And they bought it back to him in a single volume. And he said, this is too much. This is too much. I don't want all of this. Go back. So they went back and they began to work on it again and work on it again and work on it again. After weeks, they came back to him. And they said, you know, this is really good, but what I'd really like for you to do is reduce the wisdom of the world to a sentence. So after all this time have you been away, can you reduce it to one sentence for me? And they said, we don't know if we can do this or not, but we'll try. So they go away and they work on it again and again. Finally, they come back and they told the king that they had brought it down to one sentence. Are you ready? The sentence of their wisdom was, this too shall pass. Hey, this too shall pass. What may have seemed like a headache yesterday is gone today. Hallelujah. See, there's nothing coming into your life that it won't pass. Because sooner or later, it will pass. So the wisdom is, this too shall pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So whatever you're in the midst of today, whatever trouble has come into your life, the word for you today, this too shall pass. Amen. So look at your neighbor and say, it's okay, it's going to pass. Amen. This too shall pass, and it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. So are you not glad for Psalms 23? I woke up and realized one day that was a word for right now, that it didn't just have to be on those little funeral home things and read at funerals, because I got a hold of it one day, and I began to sing. It told me that that he would prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah. So whatever trouble you're going through, God has prepared a table for you. And whatever your enemy is, whether it's the trouble of sickness or finances or whatever, he says, I'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. So no matter what has knocked you down, you've got to get back to the table. Hallelujah. You have got to get back to the table of the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when I read about the miracles of Jesus, he always required an action on their part. They just didn't sit there, Lord, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. I need a miracle. You know what he said? He said, get up. He would tell the blind, do something. He would tell the lame, get up. Hallelujah. And that's what some of you, we need to do, is to get up. Hallelujah. The devil likes silent people. Hallelujah. He likes for people to be quiet. But some of us need to open our mouth. If you have to get in a field where nobody else can hear you, he can hear you and God can hear you and you can hear yourself. And begin to decree and declare. Because there's a whole lot of people not going to understand you anyway. So he required an action on their part. Get up. The table has been prepared for you. Get back to the table. So most people, when they've been knocked down, they think, you know, I've got to go back and I got to start over again. This trouble has took me down and the bottom has fell out. And I'm just going to have to go back to the beginning and start over again. It's just too much to handle. I've just got to start at the start again. And so he has some things prepared for you there, glory to God, at the table. You know, when you see people running a marathon or a race or some sort, you know what? When they fall down or they stumble, they don't just lay there. Why? Because they've got a goal in their mind of finishing. Hallelujah. They don't get up, or the referee says, no, you've got to go back and start over. You fell down. Hallelujah. You know, you stumbled, so you've got to go back to the start line. No, you know what happens? They get up. Hallelujah. Why? Because they know they've got to finish the race. Whether they might not even have the blue ribbon or the gold medal, they're just wanting to finish. Hallelujah. Why? Because they've practiced for it and practiced for it. Hallelujah. And that's what we do when we confess the word. And when we listen to the word and we come to church and we hear the word, we're practicing and we're practicing and practicing. And then when the trouble comes, hallelujah, we've already practiced enough that we know what to say, that we know what to do, and that we know how to confess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So they don't start over. They just pick themselves up. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish. Glory to God. I may be scratched. I may be bruised. Hallelujah. But I'm going to finish if I have to crawl to the finish line. Why? Because I'm going to get up. Hallelujah. So get up, get up, get up, get up. So you don't have to go back to start over. Because this too shall pass. Glory to God. This too shall pass. Glory to God. So he is resetting the time for some of you all. He's resetting the time. Hallelujah. You know, there's been times when you wake up and it's daylight. You look at the clock and it's only, the clock says 4. Maybe something happened during the night because the electric went out because of a thunderstorm or something. Well, you didn't have to just go back and say, well, I've got to go back to bed and sleep so many hours because my clock says 4 o'clock when it's actually 7. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. No, you just go over, reset that clock to the time it's supposed to be, and get up and get moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the Holy Ghost is resetting some time. Hallelujah. Because you may have been knocked down, but you're not knocked out. Glory to God. The bottom may have fell out, but you're going to get up again. Hallelujah. So, but the time is being reset. Here's something. I don't know if it's a song or what it was, but when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high and you want to smile but have to sigh, sounds like somebody's having trouble. When care is pressing you down, rest if you must, but do not quit. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you can never tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. Hallelujah. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit, because when things go wrong, that's when you must not quit. Hallelujah. You know that curve in the road I was talking about? Sometimes they are long curves. But how many knows that if you quit, the curve could end just at the moment you're quitting? Hallelujah. Just at the moment you fell down and said, that's it, I throw in the towel. Glory to God. It could be that moment that that curve straightens out. Hallelujah. I don't know how long a curve lasts. It's different for every trouble or anything else that we go through. But don't quit. Hallelujah. Pick yourself up. Glory to God. Job, you surely forget your trouble, recalling it as waters gone by. Hallelujah. The trouble you may have found yourself in today, no matter how you've been dropped, it may be because you've made some bad decisions or some bad choices. God still hasn't forsaken you. None of us have arrived yet. Aren't you glad that you're a work in progress? Hallelujah. God's not finished with us yet. Hallelujah. We do stupid stuff. We walk around with stupid on our forehead sometime. Hallelujah. It may have been because you made some bad choice. It may be because you're the target of the enemy. It may just be because you're living in a war in the world. Hallelujah. Just because life happens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Trouble has a way of finding us. So there, you may have felt as others have given up on you. There's one thing that I know. God has not given up on you. God has not given up on you. Hallelujah. Adam and Eve disobeyed the very first rule, but God never gave up. Abraham wondered and Sarah laughed, but God didn't give up. Moses hid and shook with fear, but God never gave up. Saul went insane, but God never gave up. Ahaz sold out to Assyria, but God never gave up. Israel fell to pieces, but God never gave up. The Jewish people became exiles, but God never gave up. John the Baptist was beheaded, but God never gave up. The disciples all ran away, but God never gave up. So he's not going to give up on you tonight. Hallelujah. No matter how far you've went or whatever choices you've made, God has not given up on you. Hallelujah. So don't you give up. Don't you quit. Hallelujah. You may have fallen down. Get up. Dust the seat of your pants off. Hallelujah. And keep on going. Glory to God. I read this before, but it's so awesome, and I thought about it again today about Sir Winston Churchill in 1955. He was near the end of his life, and he was asked to give a commencement address at the British of Columbia. And by this time, he was physically infirmed, and he had to be helped to the podium. He knelt on the podium for what seemed an endless amount of time, and of course, everything was quiet. And he stood with his head bowed. And he finally looked up, and the voice before had called Britain back from the brink of destruction sounded publicly for the last time. And these are the words he spoke: never give up, never give up, never give up. And that's all he said. Churchill turned and went back to his seat. And I read somewhere that there was silence, and then one person rose to applaud him. They rose to applaud him because he was a man whose life and words were together. So may it be said of us tonight, never give up. That person, everything happened to them, but they never gave up. Hallelujah. They kept the same profession. They kept the same confession. Hallelujah. That God is able. So may that be said of us tonight. Don't go back and start at the starting line again. Just get up. You know, because the Word is after you. The Word was here before you, and the Word is after you. The Holy Ghost will keep you. Hallelujah. You're in the grip of God's hands, and He's not about to let you go. And I want to pray for you tonight. If you're going through something, or you know somebody's going through something, and you need prayer of agreement, I want you to come up here. I believe God's got a word for you tonight. Hallelujah. And I believe that you're going to begin to see things turn around as you begin to decree what God has already declared. Hallelujah. To be of truth. Hallelujah. And all you need is one word from God to change every situation and every circumstance. You may go out tonight and it may still be there, but you'll have a different perspective of it. You'll have a heaven's perspective of it. Hallelujah. And not what you see around you, but what the Lord has to say about it. Amen. Thank you for your word tonight, God. Lord, every person under the sound of my voice now, God, whatever trouble they may be going through, whatever mess they have found themselves in, whatever difficulty, God, that they may be facing at this time, there's nothing too big for you, Father God. And Lord, I decree your word over them tonight in the name of Jesus that they are coming out. They're coming out. They're coming out in the name of Jesus because they've been positioned with you, Lord. They've been positioned. And this is only a launching pad, Lord, of what you're wanting to do, Lord. I decree and I declare your word over them tonight. Every need is met in the name of Jesus. I thank you for giving them wisdom, Lord, to know that this too shall pass. This is only temporary, God. The things we see are only temporal, Father. But we fight a good fight of faith. We lay hold on eternal life. And as I said before, there are times, you know, we may seem like that people say, well, we're not in a war, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, the thing that we have to fight for is what we believe, what we think, what we believe, and what we say. Because the Bible says that as a person thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, you know, once we begin to, we have to fight for what we believe. Then we have to fight for what we believe and what we say, hallelujah, because they're all intermingled together. Because what you begin to think, you're going to begin to say. And what you begin to say, you're going to begin to believe, amen. So that's the war we're in, hallelujah. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life, amen. Does anybody need prayer tonight?